Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It worked.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight is our nursing home show, and we'd like to talk this evening about something that is rarely talked about, is when people take money from you. When you go into a nursing home, you have to surrender your Social Security, check to the nursing home, which I got to say, that's really steep on their part. Worse than that, but I can't repeat it on air. Anyway, I'm just going to say it's steep of them to actually take people's Social Security check and even their houses and stuff like that. But tonight we're going to concentrate on Social Security and the increase that we're going to be getting. And this money belongs to the residents. It doesn't belong to the nursing home. It definitely belongs to the residents. So it's been difficult to try and convince them, but if we have a lot of people, involved in trying to convince the nursing homes to give, or at least give the residents their own check, and keeping also not, if they're getting their own check, you might as well, give them the Social Security increase as well. This is stuff that people worked hard for. They even take people's pensions. I mean, it is ridiculous, and it really is very sad to see, that very thing happen. So that's what we're going to be concentrating on this evening, as well as when people actually get into the nursing home, they're in total shock. They have no idea that this is going to be happening to them. And then when they stay there a little longer than what their physical therapy is actually saying that they should stay there, and the insurance is saying that they should stay there, well, they're staying longer because they can't go as fast as they physically can. So then when you get to the income phase, that really is hard. I've been in a nursing home, four nursing homes actually, maybe more. I think it's five actually, I'm thinking. But I have a picture of myself in one of the nursing homes. Somebody took it, and it looks like the most fake smile I've ever given anybody, but it turned out it was somebody's birthday. So, can we take your picture? I said, okay. And they took the picture and gave it to that person. It was like one of those Polaroid cameras. Anyway, we have our co-host. He's waiting, and I'm going to let him in. All right, here he comes, Frank Perino. Hello, Frank.
In his sight, thank you. Yes, you've heard about the increase on the news now for what, a couple of months?
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Not much of an increase, by the way. It should be a lot more to begin with.
Yes, it should be.
What these, mathematically it would have to be figured out, but this government really is not very smart. What they ought to do is triple everybody's money and make it so that the agencies can fundraise to keep people in their own home. Look at all the money they would save. Rather than
definitely
spending all this money on these agencies and all the Medicaid and Medicare on the nursing homes and the medical expenses on top of it and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. That's why this economy is in trouble now.
It is.
Because they've wasted all this money. There's a better way to do it. The government should sit down with the mathematicians and figure out the best way, to get rid of these nursing homes. And now what can we do with this money, and how can we make it so that the government doesn't have to keep on pouring money into the system? See, that's the key.
It is very much the key.
That's the important part.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a partnership between us and the agencies, because we both need each other.
That's true.
The way it is now, it's one damn side of stupid rules, and you can't go to an agency and say, "Hey, I ran out of food. I need a couple $100. I give you permission to use it as a fundraiser." You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And let the agency make money on it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how it should
be. Yeah. It really should be that way.
Then you could live like a regular person. You wouldn't be rich. Right. Nobody's going to get rich over this.
No, they're not. We just want our income to be our income. I mean, I had to take my Social Security check and help pay for my mom's clothes when she was in there. That shouldn't be. Her Social Security check should be used for that, not mine. But I had to go and do that. It was terrible.
Well, this government does not protect people who are in nursing homes. Now, this latest increase, most people are going to get, what, $100, I think?
Yeah, something like that. I thought they said $124, but I'm probably wrong.
That money should not go in the pocket of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know? Every individual should have a choice as to where that money is going to be used and how it's going to be used. Because people have earned that money. You don't take somebody's money. Don't people go to jail for that crap?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they take somebody's earned money and use it for something that they don't want, don't they friggin' go to jail for that?
They should.
Damn right. There's laws.
Hmm?
I heard on the news tonight that some guy on the social media was advertising billions of dollars worth of stock.
Oh, wow.
And not one word as to how he was going to sell it or how much it was.
Wow.
They locked his ass up.
That's right.
You can't do that.
When they steal from the disabled, I'm going to say steal, because that's an outright steal. Okay, if they steal from the disabled, they don't care. They really don't.
No. No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't count that much. We're not equal.
That's right. That's true.
If we were equal, we would be protected. And the increase could not go to a nursing home.
That's right.
Why should people pay for something they don't want?
That's true.
That doesn't make any damn sense. Nobody does that.
Nobody in their right mind, at least.
No. You pay for things you want. You go to a store. You buy something that you want. You're not going to pay for something you don't want.
That's true. But you find out
you buy
that
a car.
You do.
You pay for something, the car that you want most of the time. You know, maybe you have to compromise. But still, you're paying for the car because you want a car.
That's right.
You know. So in the nursing home, people don't have that.
That's right.
I mean, and you know, you can't get a straight answer out of these lawyers. I'm gonna call Silo tomorrow and find out who handles Social Security over there, because there's got to be a straight answer. Does the nursing home have the right to take a person's Social Security money? There's got to be a straight answer to that question. What?
They probably do. They probably finagled, I'm going to say this, finagled the right to do it in some way. There's a loophole somewhere. That's the only thing I could think of that would do that.
Well, then, if that's the case, there should be some kind of court proceeding.
That's right.
No. Where's the court proceeding for that? Social Security is a federal fund. How come there's no court proceeding?
Mm.
When the nursing homes are taking money that comes through the federal government?
Sadly, I wish they had a court proceeding.
There's got to be an answer to that.
Yeah, and we're allowed to have fair hearings. I'm wondering if we can have a fair hearing for that. Good question.
Yeah, where's the fair hearing for that situation that they're taking your money to pay for the nursing home?
I wish it was more visible. It was easier to find, but we're able to, you know.
We gotta find out about that. Has anybody had a fair hearing in that connection?
I don't think so. Well, maybe they have. But it hasn't been vocalized by Social Security.
I don't
or
know.
By a reporter.
I don't know. You never hear of it.
No, you really don't.
You know? Well, you know, where the person will say, well, if I don't pay the nursing home, they could throw me out. Well, hell, good. Who the hell wants to stay in there?
No,
you
know what they do? They call the family. This is what they did to me. My mother passed away, and two things happened. Her phone bill, somebody just kept using her phone. They never told me that the wire was connected. And then I said to the person, I wasn't there, and my mother, of course, wasn't there. She was deceased. And I said it politely. Then the next time, when they just kept, you know, after me for the money, I said, she's dead. Would you like a death certificate? You know, I had to be mean to get them to hear me. It's terrible.
They don't even check to see if people are dead or alive.
That's right. That's right.
That shows you how
and they want the family.
They are about the money.
Yeah, they want the family's input. I just kept saying, no, she's deceased. I know my rights. Yep.
Yeah. They can't make you pay for that.
That's right. She said, who signed her in? I said, it doesn't matter how she came to you. She's deceased, period. I don't have her money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it shows you how greedy these son of a bitches are.
Yes, they are.
They'll even try to get money from a dead person.
Yeah, I was about to, the next time she called me, I was going to give her the address to the grave. I really was. I was like, okay, you really want to play this game? I got something for you. Here's my mother's address. Go get it from her, you know?
Yeah. Good. You should have put that on the friggin' YouTube.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's coming up when they start calling again.
That story on the YouTube.
Uh-huh.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and all the beautiful, oh, by the way, the email, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. All right. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an Extra Mile for a Child. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. Great food over there. When you go over there to visit Shelby, undoubtedly you'll notice pictures and references to Milton, the guide dog.
Yeah.
So be a part of our campaign to get justice for Milton. The district attorney, Suffolk County, Spencer Mendez, is handling the case. His phone number is 631-853-4104. 853-4104, Mendez. Tell him to go for the most punishment possible for those who took Milton's life.
That's for sure.
All right, let's see. Inner Sight, brought to you by Insight, Third Eye Insight, with Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. So you want to stay in shape, have some fun, Devin Fernandez, the guy to call, 631-445-3464. All right, and my good friends in New York City, David and Audra Ross, attorneys, we honor Dave's mom, Eleanor. Ross and Ross, 212-425-1020, 425-1020 for Ross and Ross. Inner Sight, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, right here in good old Suffolk County, Independent Living. And this is our nursing home show, focusing tonight on the up-and-coming increase that people will be getting in their Social Security check as of January. Now, those in the nursing home, how are they going to protect those assets?
They don't. They really don't.
What mechanism is in place to protect those assets, you know? I mean, the nursing home wants to be... Yeah, I don't think there is either.
Mm-hmm.
The nursing home wants to be paid, right?
Yes.
Now, why should somebody pay a nursing home when they get horrible care, horrible food? They don't want to be there.
Definitely.
In most cases, they've been made to give up their home.
That's true.
I mean, look at the negativity that this nursing home has put upon a person.
Yeah.
And then they want you to pay them?
Yeah, on top of that.
You know, it reminds me of that old John Wayne movie where they kidnapped his... grandson, killed a couple of the ranch hands.
Nice.
And Wayne and Maureen O'Hara are discussing the whole thing, and they instead of they have a big box, but instead of putting money in it, they put newspapers.
I like that. I would do something like that.
And later.
Get in trouble.
Later, the kids opened the box, you know, and they accused the Duke of stealing the money. And he says, "Your mother and I talked about it. They killed our ranch hand. They kidnapped my grandson. We ain't going to pay him for that."
No.
You know. Same thing with the damn nursing home.
They kill people.
Why should you pay those people? For what? What are they doing for you?
Absolutely nothing. Really?
They're not doing a damn thing. They don't deserve to be paid.
And it's not your person who comes up to you and helps you. It's not the aid. It's the way they set up the system. And that's why, you know, we have a show like this. We could decipher between the people who don't do well, you know, for people in nursing homes, or they are actually trying to do, you know, a better job, some people, and then we highlight on the people who are trying to do a better job. But for the most part, it's the system that makes it wrong.
Yeah,
you have to really
work
to... Yeah, that's right.
You got that's some right. good aid, you got some bad aid.
Yes, you
like
do.
Anything else.
Mm-hmm. Just like anybody else. That's so true.
But people should not have to pay for what they don't want.
To, or be dragged into something that they don't want. Like
yeah.
when my mom had to go through Adult Protective Services because they thought that a person like myself could not speak on my mom's behalf. They didn't even notify me, Frank, at all. She was sitting... I said, Mom, I'm coming to this meeting. Did you know
well,
that the whole meeting was...
Condescending. You should have filed a discrimination suit against them.
Oh, I should have, could have, would have. I had two
yeah,
lawyers
right.
there. What was I going to do? You know, I was taking the advice of the lawyers, and that's all they could give me as advice.
You should have filed
that's
with
crazy.
The human rights.
Mm. I don't know. It might be too late now.
She's gone. I'm talking about when the whole thing was going on. And they treated
yeah.
you like that.
Yeah, they
know.
Did.
Of course,
yeah.
the bottom line would be, and this is where they get people, where are you going to get the money to keep your mom in her own home? Or the person
That's
in their
it,
own
right
home?
There.
That's the thing, see?
Right. And I can't
That's
leave her alone. She was not.
Control the situation.
Yeah, they do. I couldn't leave her alone. Like in Florida, my aunt is starting dementia, but she's not as bad as my mom was when she started. Because we were sort of like in the middle of the process. Because she had Lewy body, which is a little different than Alzheimer's, and vascular dementia. They all have different ways they affect. But the neurologist explained to me that after a while, they all end the same way. And you know what that means?
Yeah, the neurologist is full of crap. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. There's ways to help people with that, and they don't believe in
mm-hmm.
it.
That's true.
There's another part of it. These stupid-ass
yeah.
doctors that
mm-hmm.
only look at something one way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Their ass is protected, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody goes after them saying, look at this guy on the internet. Look what he did for Lewy body and how he helped the person add 10 or 15 years more to their life or whatever it was. How come the doctor doesn't get charged for that?
You know why? They want to keep the money. They want to. It's a business to
They're
them.
Protected.
That's all it is. The business.
They protect the doctors, but they don't protect the people in nursing homes.
That's right.
It's a horrible system, man. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not getting better. 213-816-1650. We get anything from the tweet we sent out?
Yeah, actually, as soon as I sent it out, we had a lot of takers tonight, which is people are listening and watching us. I actually took a quick peek at it. Now let me come back to it and read some things off on it. Okay, seven impressions.
Give us an overview of what it is.
Yeah, seven impressions. Engagements, 5, and detail expands are 5. That means it got all the way up to detail expands, which means they want to read more details about us. And the engagements are, I have to always expand this, total number of times a user has interacted with the tweet. Okay? And then finally, you have impressions.
Yeah.
which is the times this tweet has been seen on Twitter. Now, this is just about less than an hour and a half ago, approximately, we typed out the tweet. This is not bad at all. This is pretty good. We can get more, yes, but we would have to probably advertise it. You know, we have another one.
Well, you'd have to send it out a couple of times.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. On the fifth, I have another one here. I happened to come across it. It had a pretty good turnout, but it was more, let me read it to you a second here. This is another one, a different one. It had 108 impressions, 15 engagements, and let's see, detail expands where they opened it up and took a better look at it. That was 8. And finally, they actually even visited our profile, which gives them the phone number and everything to, you know,
what
follow
is that, nursing homes?
Yeah. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Residents in nursing homes cannot pay for their apartments or houses. This is just a little while ago. It was in October. The law should protect them and allow them to take the nursing home into court. And that is true. There's no way. Yeah. Yeah.
See, they have money that goes into these programs, the Independent Living Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this big waste and contradiction, right? That money cannot be used to make sure that a person in a nursing home is able to keep their apartment. They have to lose the apartment, and then they got to go and interview them and all that bull crap and try to find another accessible place. Now, does that make ass sense?
No, it doesn't.
You already have a damn place.
That's right.
You know? Let the agency fundraise and help you keep the place. That would make more sense. But the point is, you're going there to die. So why
that's
should they
true. Do anything?
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
It's terrible. Yeah, absolutely
you're
terrible.
You're inheriting a death sentence.
Sure.
When you go into a damn nursing home.
Yep.
And that's a big reason why this country is in trouble with the economy.
Oh,
the nursing homes are a big part of why.
Up. Yeah.
All the money that has been wasted on Medicaid and Medicare in these damn nursing homes. You know,
yeah.
and people can't get the help to stay in their own home.
Definitely.
Crazy.
It really, you know, I don't understand the theory behind keeping somebody in something that they're not familiar with, and they can easily get more dementia from being sad, you know, and not being with their family. And it just take COVID. We weren't even able to go into the nursing home. We were prevented. Yet the staff was bringing COVID to the patients. So what was the difference there? Why weren't we allowed to come? And then any time that, you know, we were prevented from going in there that whole year, let me say, this was the staff was in there. They were doing their, you know, their jobs, but bringing also the COVID virus to our family member, and some even perished because of it. It's terrible. It really is.
Now, they had a big thing on NBC News tonight.
Oh, wow.
Research is now showing that these booster shots are very ineffective against this new strain of the virus, whatever the hell it is. That they're wasting, they've wasted all that money with that. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, all this stuff goes to show you that all it does is ruin the immune system.
Yeah, doesn't make it work.
Like these, like some of these doctors, you know, Gary Noll and all the rest of them talk about.
Right.
And now the booster is no good. In fact, they said the booster. It's been shown that the booster creates more infections in the person.
Mm.
How do you like this crap?
I know.
So, you know.
Definitely.
These people got to wake up, man.
Yeah, they do.
The body wasn't made the way they want it to be made.
Mm. So true.
That's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just had a bout with a virus. I've been getting viruses all
through
my life. Everybody gets them, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what did I do?
You went to the oil of oregano.
I didn't run to the doctor. I rested. I slept a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I drank a lot of, I took pure organic lemon juice. I took the oil of oregano. I got some elderberry lozenges. And I kept fortifying myself.
Mm-hmm.
And resting. And I'm here.
That's right.
I'm getting
God
better.
Yeah. Now, if you had a person much more without health, I should say, you know, they probably wouldn't have made what you. They would have probably had to go to the hospital because they don't fortify their immune. I've been doing that since you recommended it, since the beginning of COVID. I got the oil of oregano. I got a whole bunch of stuff. Now I'm about to order stuff from Dr. Berg. I'm really
Dr. Berg got some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, he does. Especially for the adrenal gland. I was shocked about that, so I was going to try it. I was going to see. I just have to, you know, wait till next month because I'll have a little bit boost in my money from the.
I mean, you go to the hospital, you're leaving yourself open to all kinds of pneumonia, germs, additional viruses.
Oh, yeah.
Bladder
infections.
Contagious.
Those are the best thing now. Mm-hmm.
Conditions, you know, infections and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and of course, when you're in a nursing home, all they do is if you get some kind of a medical condition, you have no choice there either. You just call the damn medical doctor, and how many people lose a limb or a toe or a finger or whatever it is.
That's true.
By the way, cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid, man. No system is perfect. Nobody's perfect. But the point is, these doctors don't try to promote organic healing. And that's where they're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even freaking ask, try it. You know? And that's, to me, where they're falling short of helping people. 8:33, New York Nursing Home Show. Anybody on the line?
I'm going to take a look. Hang on. No, it's just us. But I just send a message to our guest. Hopefully they get it right now.
Oh, we have a guest?
We will have a guest.
Oh, a guest
yes.
Who's supposed to call in?
Yeah. So I just sent her a reminder like she asked me. So,
all right, let's see if she calls in.
Yeah.
Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. And my friend John had to take his sweet cat Lola to the vet. I want to wish Lola a speedy recovery. and my buddy John, who has made many a donation to InnerSight.
Definitely.
All right. And you know, we're here. We press on. Anybody out there who's trying to keep their loved one out of a nursing home, you need any help with that?
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. We'd be happy to help with
our
that.
Our guest is here.
Even to the point where if you need somebody to sit with a person for a couple of hours.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if I can get there, I'll do it.
I know you would.
All right. So there you go.
All right.
I'd like to see all the other agencies volunteer for that. What I just said.
Yeah, just sit.
Every agency. Should volunteer a couple of hours to stay with someone who's trying to stay out of a nursing home. Where the hell is that? Why aren't they doing it?
I don't know.
And then if you want to take it a step further, set up the funds. Help us set the fund up. Volunteers for Freedom.
Yeah.
And then you could get rewarded for it.
This way, yeah, if you have a private, you know, fund going, you don't have to return that to the government.
That's even
something
better.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
What'd you say? You don't have to
return it back to the government, is what I said.
Oh,
it's coming from a private source.
It's a gift.
It's a gift, yeah. Well,
all right, we got a guest. Introduce
yes, we do. Her name is Joanne, okay? Here it is.
Welcome to InnerSight.
Hello, Joanne.
Hello, hi, Joe. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to have you on the show. Go ahead.
I have a question for you, Joanne. I'd like to know, you know, when you were just recently instructed to, you know, cut actually six people to one patient when you were originally doing 10, you know, helping 10 people. I want you to describe what's happening in the nursing homes, and it'd be helpful for people to know.
Yeah, right now the changing thing, I don't know. They try to make people feel more comfortable a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more get them more help.
Definitely. I'm glad that you're there to help it, you know, go forward. Because without you, you're very thorough. I know that.
I know.
Yeah.
How many
people
do you... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Go ahead.
How many people do you have to take care of in a night?
We usually 10. Now they cut it down to 6.
They cut it down to 6.
Yeah.
Right.
It's still a lot. They still have more to go. At least get us. Probably have more aid. Do 6 people. At least 3 aid can do 6 people. That'd be good.
Yeah. Be easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them more time with the patient to take care of the patient more better. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Frank, I'd like you to ask Joanne exactly, you know, how our new program is running, see if she'd like it. I'm just curious.
Wait a minute. You want me to ask what?
I want you to ask Joanne exactly what we are setting up for, you know, what do they call it now? Volunteers.
Yeah, I would like
to
know what more guys have to do, help them more. What kind of help?
Yeah, she wants to help.
Well, now so they're going from 10 people to 6, right? But that doesn't really help the person who's stuck in the nursing home. I mean, they're still in there. They still got to stay in there.
Yeah.
Are they doing anything to to make sure that a person doesn't lose their apartment?
Nope, they're not.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nothing with that. Are they doing anything to make sure that the person doesn't have to give their money, their Social Security money, retirement?
No, no. It's getting
nothing,
worse
right?
now. Nope. No. Oh, they're not helping with that either, too.
What they're doing, making sure, in what little way, that the person remains in the nursing home.
Of course, yeah. That is exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Okay, to the nursing home, that may appear good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not to us.
No.
We want to get rid of these. What do you think about turning nursing homes into accessible housing?
That'd be great. That'd be more job for the aide. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
They will stay alive more longer.
That's
better
true.
Job, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great statement. They will stay alive longer. I like that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Of course they would.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to set up the Volunteers for Freedom.
Yeah.
Where people could
donate
some time.
Yeah.
Right.
And
then when you donate
rewarded.
The time, yeah, you get rewarded by... you know, the private fund that we're going to develop so it doesn't get touched by, you know, any other source like the government. So we're trying to do that.
Like, for instance, Joanne, you have a car, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay the car insurance, right?
Yep.
With our idea, the Volunteers for Freedom, let's say you donated 3 hours a week.
Okay.
And we had the fund... we could pay your car insurance.
That'd be a very good idea.
That's right. And nobody would refuse money, right?
Yeah, that'd be a very good idea. But I don't think they're going to go for it. I don't know.
Well, and the agencies would help raise the money. They could make money on it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Do it as a fundraiser.
The nursing home owners can make money on it, too. They're converting... the nursing home into accessible housing, which will be fairly easy compared, you know, to other things because they're already accessible now. You know, so if they just take it a step further and make little apartments in that area, do you know how many people they could gain and also help at the same time? It's great, but it doesn't happen yet.
Are they doing anything else other than cutting from?
That's it.
10,
that's the only
10%.
Thing they're doing. We asked for staff, but we're asking for more staff, but they're still fighting with us, not giving us what we're asking. But better pay, better hours, better insurance, all kind of things. Better help for the patient in there. We want the patient to have. People to come, like therapy, like speech therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they feel very lonely. That's why they're dying. They're dying sooner. Yeah. They very sometimes some of them don't have children around here. The kids is far away. At least they can have somebody come, speak with them, like speech therapy, talk to them.
Yeah.
That'll be more help in there. Get them a lot of things, activities to do.
That's
they will
true.
Keep them alive, but they're not doing that.
That's horrible.
It is.
Get them out.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to keep them alive.
Put them in their own home.
Yeah.
So most tasty for them.
To me, it sounds like window dressing. You know, all they're doing is putting up a new set of curtains, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really doing anything to help people improve their lives. And, you know, if they really wanted to help, they would do something about all the resources that people have lost being in these
mm-hmm.
nursing homes.
That's right.
Nothing's being done about that.
No. You know, and it really bothers me. I sit down and I said, do they really need that little itty-bitty money that the patient gets? They don't. If they were rich, I could see, you know, if the patient was really rich, they wouldn't be having a need to go into a nursing home. So they're not messing with rich people. They're messing with people who are middle class to lower class. And that bothers me a lot, to take money from people who don't have it. That's just wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's what they're doing can be used by Inner Sight to show further how
mm-hmm.
nursing homes don't belong in business.
That's true.
That's my estimation of the whole
mm-hmm.
thing. No reflection on, I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of good people. Joanne's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who want to help, or trying to do something good for somebody. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is people don't belong in these places.
Yeah.
You know, let a person help where it has the most meaning in your
That's
own
good.
Home. Now you're
That's
doing
good.
Something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Joanne?
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like it?
Didn't take long. Exactly.
Who wouldn't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Where there would be a fund set up and the person could say to the aide, maybe, you know, end of the year, oh, I'm going to give you a $200 Christmas bonus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where people could be people.
That's right.
And not to be treated horrible like this. And what about the food in these places? Have they done anything about the food?
No.
No.
No,
it's horrible.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
What'd you say? The food is disgusting?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Well, folks, you heard it from
the horse's mouth. I know you
somebody
think
who works
like that. Yep.
There it is, live on Inner Sight.
That's right. It is disgusting. Remember I told you the story about me bringing the plate to the administrator's office?
Yeah.
One of mine looked like... really horrible.
You should have told them, well, you like it so much, now tell your wife you don't have to come home for dinner anymore.
That's right.
That's what you should have told.
That's right.
You're having dinner at the nursing home.
And I bought him the plate, too. I'm bad. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm bad in a good way.
It's like the dream I had this guy who owned the nursing home, and he brings his girlfriend to the nursing home to have dinner with him.
Oh, God.
You know? And the girlfriend is so outraged, you know, she says, you let people eat this stuff? You're serving
like
this? What is this? You know, and she's going on and on and on, and she says, boy, it's a good thing I found out about this because before we got married.
There you go.
And she left him. It was a dream of mine.
Oh, my.
She left him. She left him right in the nursing home. I actually had a dream like that. You believe it?
Yeah. Hey, whatever gets the ball rolling, we can actually use it.
I'll tell you, man. Inner sight, it's outrageous. What we have to deal with, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, whatever you got to do, stay out of a nursing home, do it.
Yeah.
That's
bring
all
it
I
to
got
the home.
Say.
Yeah, bring it to the home. It's better. Bring the actual people who do the physical therapy, all of that could come to the home. It doesn't need to be in a nursing home. You'll be able to have more people do more things for the patient. So it'd be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this idea of going from 10 people to 6 people, that's a political idea.
Move, yeah.
It's a political move. That's all it is.
Yep.
You know? In other words, oh, now people are going to get better care. They're not getting better care.
No, they're not.
It's the same.
Man, you guys have a union, right?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They have a union, I think, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Did you report some of the stuff that recently happened to the
union? Yeah, we all reported. That's why they make some change. They used to be 10, they cut it down to 6. Because we still try to fight for the patient to get more.
Definitely.
At least try some of them to leave, to get out.
Definitely.
To go home. Yeah.
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 Well, I tell you one thing. You will have a lot of people liking that idea. You really will. Going home and getting therapy there with their family and all.
Yeah. I'd like to see the union support Inner Sight in this
idea
of accessible housing.
Yeah, that's awesome. There are people living in homeless shelters so they don't have to get into nursing homes. It's disgusting. It really is.
Oh, a lot of people,
that's the first thing they think of. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people would rather live in a homeless shelter.
I would. It sounds crazy, but I would never want to go in a nursing home. Not with all the stuff I'm finding out. So,
so this program, is it supposed to be in every nursing home or just certain ones or what?
No, it's only by me. I don't know if they're doing it everywhere.
I hope they do it everywhere. That'd be nice.
Yeah, because...
So as far as you know, it's just certain ones.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, we don't know if it's gonna last. Like right now, is they getting a lot of heat. They probably try to be temporary help.
Temporary.
I don't know if it's gonna be a permanent. I will see next year.
Yeah, right.
If it stay like that.
So they're just trying it out.
Yeah, because they're getting a lot of complaints. Maybe he probably hearing guys show.
Well, I hope so.
who are they getting complaints from? Who's complaining?
From the patient's children. We complain. Some of patient kids want to bring their parents home, that leave their parents to them. Yeah, they're not making it easy. When you're in, you're in. It's very hard to get out.
Yeah. I got out because I was very opinionated on all the nursing homes.
I know I have a patient right now. The children have to get a lawyer to take a mother out. I don't know if she's going to be successful about it. Yeah, she's fighting right now because 3 times they dropped her mother.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Well, If you know anyone like that or needs help, they call us.
Yeah,
we'll be happy to help.
Yeah, just give me guys your card. I can pass it around secretly. I don't want to get in trouble, but I can pass it around to the kids, to the children. Sometimes they ask. They ask me if I know anybody can help them.
Yeah.
I will pass to the kids. Just give me a couple cards if you guys have a, your phone number, stuff like that. I'll pass it.
Yeah.
I give it to the children.
Good. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.
No, no problem. I want to help any way I can. I will help.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Well, we got to go soon. It's about 4 minutes to the end of the show. And we really do appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show, and you're always welcome.
No problem. Anytime.
You're always welcome.
Okay. Anytime.
All right. All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight. And that's the nursing home show. I don't know. What time is it?
It's 3 minutes. Almost 4 minutes. Now it's to 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Don't worry. I didn't see it the right way.
Oh, 8:55, New York. Be with us tomorrow night. Subject to be announced.
Yes.
And I want to thank our guest, Joanne, for coming on and making those revelations as to what's going on. You know, it only goes to show you that they're not really doing a damn thing.
That's true. Seems like they're trying to Band-Aid the problem and not really do anything about it.
Yeah. And you don't even know how long it's going to last or, you know, what the... But if they're not getting people out, if they're not making sure that people don't lose their resources, they're not doing a damn thing. Notice that it's a very petty type of approach.
Mm-hmm.
A political type.
Definitely.
Of approach. I mean, that's their answer to nursing homes?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
That's why I thought you'd be amused by it. It's sad.
They can shove
more than amusing.
Yeah. Anyway.
I could see this happening, that they can even get yelled at for not moving along.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real steep thing to do.
Yeah.
Somebody really hurt them in that way.
Anyway, Inner Sight, I'm going to say goodbye, world. Thanks, Suzanne.
And I'll close it up. You're welcome. Thank you.
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. And I'm so glad that Joanne came on and gave us these, you know, revelations. And I'm also going to, you know, give the phone number to Inner Sight, and that is 631-224-3090. We also have another number that you could use for, you know, talking about these nursing home stuff, and that is also 631-487, I believe, 2038. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening, and we look forward to, you know, speak with you again tomorrow night. All right. Take care. And Inner Sight is out of sight. Take care. Bye-bye.